against theft of medicines. ZAP $170 million plan to combat unsafe foods in Zambia. And in international news, Ukraine to receive U.S. air defense systems.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has issued a stern warning against the theft of medicines from public health facilities, stating that such actions constitute economic crimes. Speaking during a presidential stocktake meeting on drug accessibility at State House today, the president has directed the Ministry of Health to sustain the momentum in improving drug availability and to prioritize the provision of diagnostic tools in health facilities to enhance service delivery. President Hichilema has also commended the significant progress made in medicine availability across the country, noting an increase from 46% in 2021 to 80.5% in 2024. The head of state has emphasized the New Dawn administration's commitment in delivering quality health care through consistent access to essential medicines. This is according to a statement issued by State House Chief Communication Specialist Clayson Hamasaka. The Zambia Agribusiness and Trade Project 2 has announced a scale-up initiative investing $170 million in scientific research to eradicate unsafe foods. Speaking during the World Food Day commemoration in Lusaka, ZATIP 2 project manager, Engineer Golden Mackay, has revealed that about 1.6 million people fall ill daily worldwide due to unsafe foods. He has added that low and middle income countries like Zambia lose over $300 million daily in productivity because of unsafe foods.
I am proud on behalf of the Zambia Agribusiness and Trade Project and the component two of this project that we will be making transformational investments in strengthening Zambia's food safety architecture. We know the global figure, about 1.6 million people fall ill daily from unsafe food. In economic terms, low and middle income countries like Zambia lose over $300 million a day productivity due to unsafe food.
And Ministry of Health Acting Director of Public Health, Dr. Matilda Simpongwe, said Zambia is making significant strides in developing a science and risk-based integrated national food safety policy.
Zambia is making significant efforts towards developing a science and risk-based integrated food safety policy intended to ensure protection of consumer health and protecting fair food trade through better coordination and addressing key food safety issues. The policy ensures contribution across sustainable development goals towards achieving Agenda 2030.
Meanwhile, speaking on behalf of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, Dr. Rhoda Mafia called for greater use of science to ensure food safety. Police in Lusaka have investigations into a suspected case of suicide involving 28-year-old Tandiwe Mwale, whose body was discovered on July 8 at a lodge in Kamala South. According to Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipoka Itisha, authorities were alerted by a housekeeper after one of the rooms remained locked beyond the expected checkout time. She said preliminary investigation suggests Ms. Mwale collected money under the pretense of saving it for interest, but after a recent default, unlike before, no help came and mounting creditor pressure likely caused her distress. Ms. Kaitisha said the deceased is reported to have left home around 10 hours on July 7 and checked into the lodge where her body was later discovered.
Preliminary investigation suggests that Ms. Mwale had been collecting money from various individuals under the pretext of saving it for interest. In previous instances, when she defaulted, her husband reportedly intervened to repay. However, during a recent default, no one came forward to assist her. This allegedly led to increased pressure and harassment from creditors, which is believed to have contributed to her depression. On 7th of July 2025 at approximately 10 hours, Ms. Mwale left her home and checked into the lodge, where she was later found deceased.
Government has urged all Zambians living in the diaspora and those abroad, particularly to the United States of America, to strictly comply with the immigration laws and regulations of their host countries. This follows recent announcements by the U.S. government introducing enhanced border protection measures and stricter enforcement of immigration laws. Government has also acknowledged that many other countries are implementing similar efforts to tighten immigration controls. It has emphasized the importance of staying informed about immigration requirements, maintaining valid immigration status, and avoiding violations that could lead to deportation or pose reputational risks for Zambia. This is contained in a statement issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Barik Lumwana has donated 500,000 kwacha to support the Invest Zambia International Conference, scheduled to take place from July 16 to 18 in Lusaka. Speaking at the handover ceremony, Barik Lumwana country manager Anthony Malenga has reaffirmed the company's commitment to the country's economic transformation and ongoing investment in the mining sector.
Director General, what we wanted to do today is just to always encourage your work that you're doing to serve the country as the investment destination of choice. And we have a role to play as well as Barrick in that space. This is to commit our participation in the Invest in Zambia conference taking place next week. And we brought a small token of our participation to hand over to you and obviously to reaffirm our commitment that we're a partner to ZDA. And there's a lot of collaboration that we're going to do together in terms of expanding beyond what we're doing just at Lumwana and looking at the country at large.
And ZDA Director General Albert Halwampa has commended Barrick for the substantial contribution, describing it as critical to driving job creation and GDP growth.
Thanks so much, Barrick. We're looking forward to that very important project for Zambia. And we're looking forward to seeing you at the ISIC, telling the people, all those delegates, and we hope it will be so packed. So thank you so much for believing in us, supporting us, and we look forward for more collaboration. And I was telling the other guys that, of course, ISIC this year, the time for planning was very short. 500,000 kwacha is huge for such a short period. We just ambushed you.
Meanwhile, Zambia Industrial Commercial Bank has also donated 250,000 kwacha towards the hosting of the conference.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will send weapons, including Patriot air defense systems for Ukraine via NATO. Trump told NBC News that under a new deal, the U.S. will send Patriot missile systems to NATO, which will then handle their distribution among member states. His announcement came after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke of having a positive dialogue with Trump on ensuring that arms arrived on time, particularly air defense systems. The BBC has more.
Members of a Kurdish rebel group which has waged a decades-long insurgency in Turkey have burned their weapons to mark their disbanding. The main hospital still functioning in Gaza says it's had to stop receiving casualties since Thursday night after it was encircled by Israeli forces. Staff at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis said tanks had come within metres. A landmark study says emergency vaccination programs against five major diseases have reduced deaths by around 60% over a period of 23 years. Its researchers estimate the programs also reduced the cases of Ebola, measles, cholera, yellow fever and meningitis by around the same amount. After analysing such measures during outbreaks in 49 countries, they also found that inoculation had brought economic benefits amounting to $30 billion.
The Hot FM Sports News.
The Zambia under 20 women's national team has booked a place in the finals of the ongoing COSAFA under 20 girls championship after